Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Olu Yunishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Basitzchok. We're only with a comment of Kuf Tetzayin. The Gemara, towards the end of the Amudalak, brings that a person agreed to sacrifice his donkey in order to save the donkey of his friend. And in the condition that his friend pays for the value of his donkey. And then that donkey that he sacrificed came back. You say, Mishamayu Ruchim Ole. It was something he got Mishamayim, was able to get his donkey back. The other person still owes him a donkey. And the Gemara brings a riot from a story that happened with a safra and the lion. The safra was going with a shayor, with a caravan. And there was a lion that was going around with them to protect them. Every night, each person of the shayor gave his donkey to the lion for dinner. And that was their obligation. That was the ischaibus of each one of the people in this caravan. When Rav Safra's turn came, he gave his donkey to the lion. But the lion did not eat it. And the Gemara goes on to say that Rav Safra, right away, was zoiche in his donkey. Says the Gemara, why is zoiche in the donkey? The only reason he was mafkir his donkey is for the lion. If the lion did not eat it, it automatically belonged to Rav Safra. Says the Gemara, you're right, Rav Safra did not have to do schia, but he did it anyway, just so nobody will have any tainus. Ask Stoitzis, but we're going to learn Gemara about Metzio. The Gemara says that if a lion or a bear attacks an animal, we say that animal is hefker because the bialim misyashim him. So I hear the Gemara saying there of Safra, he didn't lose his animal. Since place is there, the lion or the bear are attacking. There's no way out of it. But by a Safra, efshur that the lion wasn't hungry that night. Maybe the lion was full. He wasn't attacking. So therefore, there you don't necessarily have Yush. So explains the Chazon Ish something fascinating in this Gemara. He says like this. If the lion would not eat the donkey, it would be a miracle, a nice color. So then the donkey would not belong to Rav Safra anymore. As Tais points out, anything which is a mamish, a miracle, it's something that we assume the Bailon Misyash. If, on the other hand, it was expected that the donkey would not be eaten by the lion. Because everybody knows the lion is very full, it doesn't have to eat. So then Rav Safra did not fulfill his obligation. The whole concept of the Gemara is here you have idea of Mishamay or Chimole. He got a present from Shammai. Mashma that normally, naturally, the lion would eat the donkey. But here it was an exception. So how do you define the story over here? Says the Chazon Ish, here is a nes nistar. It's a miracle which is hidden within nature. The lion not eating the donkey is not a nes goli. It's not a miracle which is right here in front of you. But on the other hand, it's also not natural. It's a nes which is covered in nature. You could explain it in a natural way. It happens to be this today the lion was not hungry. Even though usually he's hungry every evening. Maybe he had some kind of stomach virus, says the Chazon Ish. Therefore, we did not eat that night. But the fact that he didn't eat it, we know, was an ace. It was a miracle. And therefore, Rav Safra, who's milumud benisim, he's used to having miracles which are covered in teva. He was now misyash from this donkey. He knew that this miracle, which is covered in nature, can happen. So that is the duality of the sugya. In one hand, it is an ace, because if it would not be an ace, Rav Safra would not fulfill his obligation. On the other hand, it's not too much of a nes, because too much of a nes, then we have the halacha, that anything which is supposed to happen is considered to be yush bailim. And even though Rav Kahana knows nisim, but the Torah works based on teva, based on nature. Anything which is not supposed to happen naturally is considered to be automatically yush. So therefore, this is a nes which is nister. That's the Chazon Ish defines the story of Kahana. A nes which is nister, which is very fitting to Yom Kippur, to Purim. The whole idea of Purim is the miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is covered in Teva, covered in nature. But that is the middle ground of Safra is, where he's not Misyayish, but on the other hand, he fulfilled his obligation. We'll end with one He'aro. Then in Shuta Rajbo, Chelek Aleph, Simon Elef Kuv Aleph, it sounds from the Rajbo that he's saying differently than the Chazon Ish. Because the Rajbo says that whenever a miracle happens to an individual, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving this individual this gift. That's what it means with Shammai Rechim Allah. He had a miracle with Shammai giving him back a gift. That's his, that belongs to him. If a miracle happened, it's a dait d'och, it's in order for him to be zoich in it. And that's what explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Safra was not mafkir it. He didn't make it hefkir if there's a miracle that happens. Sounds from the Rashba, even a miracle which is a nes galut, because it's made for the purpose of this person, is considered to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. Actually, the Rashba goes a little differently than what Tosa says in the sugya. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.